drain away as well?
A main shower, which is
main shower?
From the boiler.
Connected to the taps, you mean?
Connected to the taps. So you've got two types. You've got the ones which is hot and cold.
Yeah.
And either it mixes it or not. Or you've got a thermostatic one. Where you've got the temperature on one side and the pressure on the other side. That one you can't use because even on cold, because it uses the pressure from the boiler by the thermostatic to turn on even if it's cold.
Okay, anyway, let's make a start. A quick start before we move on. Let's make a quick start. Then we're moving on from the Chinuch, actually. The Chinuch says, you know, you blow the shofar, and then all the avodim go out free. So you ask the kasha, why is this? Why is the Torah make a mitzvah? What's the idea of such a mitzvah? No, so I should say, on whatever day it is, the avodim go out free. Why do you blow the shofar? Yeah? So the Moedim Rock, the Chinuch says, you know, unfortunately we know this cloud. It's called Sadarom, it's Chatzim Echol. He says, imagine, you could have this every day if you work with you. Could be up to 50 years old, this every day. He's allowed to go until he's over. So let's say I've got Evan, his name's Reuven, I've got to let him go out free. So I think to myself, right, I've got to go out free, but it's hard to get on a worker like him. And I think to myself, you know what, Shimon down the road, same problem with me. The chauffeur goes, I hear the chauffeur, I think all I've got him go out free. At that moment I hear that, Shimon's got the same problem with me down the road. Yehuda lives around the corner, has got the same problem. It's called Sadarom, it's Chatzim Echol. So the Chinuch Torah's yearning is so diet of a person, and since the Torah wants to make it easier for a person, that's why the Torah does it.
Okay, but I may stick on what we said yesterday. So yesterday we spoke a very interesting Indian about
the idea of using hot water on Shabbos. One is very interesting. Our shadow was yesterday about taking a shower on Shabbos. That was the shadow we started. So basically we said that Chazal don't allow a person to use hot water, to have hot water as a bath, a shower, anything on Shabbos. Because it was a gezeira that the bath attendants used to heat the water up on Shabbos. That's what they did on Friday. The Kitzur, Chazal didn't allow a person to wash himself in hot water on Shabbos. Chazal went so far, and he said that if the water is heated on Shabbos, even beheta, that means, for example, a goy turned the hot water on for himself. Nothing wrong, turned it on for himself. He's gone out of the room, and now you want to use that water. So no gezeira shem yad b'shvilei. That water, which was heated on Shabbos, you can't even put your finger in it. It's also to use that water at all for washing. If water was heated before Shabbos, and it still stays hot, whatever, that's chamin shehochum be'er of Shabbos, then one can wash meat of the body. It's pon of yod of haraglov, but he can't wash most of his body, he can only wash a meat of his body. That's what comes out. So the whole heter of washing on Shabbos is only going to be in the case if the water was heated before Shabbos. And we spoke yesterday about time switches and things like that. That many possibly take on. You didn't do an action on Shabbos. No action was actually done on Shabbos. It's just the water got hot. Yeah? So wash the time switch. It could be even a Dud Shemesh, as many people say, it's not, you're not doing anything. That is got the same deal as Man Shehuchum Air Shabbos, which can use for pulling off the other Raglov, but no more. Simple as that. Okay, let's talk about hot water. So we said yesterday, now what's the shear of hot water? What's called hot water? You must use hot water. What is the shear hot water? So we said a bit of my colleagues about this. The Chashav has done various shitters. The Maisa, it looks like many posts can take on that body temperature above, from body temperature above, it's about 38 degrees, is really called hot. And therefore one should avoid washing oneself with water like that on Shabbos. Whatever it is, if it's Maisa air Shabbos and that water has stayed at that temperature from before Shabbos, it was heated before Shabbos, stayed at that temperature, and you can't wash more than your hands basically. If it was heated on Shabbos itself, and water's that hot now on Shabbos itself, then you've got a problem, you can't even wash any of it. If a person takes out of the urn water, so the urn was passed to heat like before Shabbos, the man said that's called Ma'aseh from Erev Shabbos, that's okay. But so you could wash your hands, face, and feet with that water. Yeah, because that's Ma'aseh from Erev Shabbos, it was put on before Shabbos and it's staying in that position. That is got to do with Ma'aseh from Erev Shabbos. So we finished off yesterday with a shower, taking a shower. So let's talk about before shower. Let's say a person fills up a bath, a tub with water, just put cold water inside that, and he wants to sit inside and wash himself. Is he allowed to have showers? So the Chorek, according to what we're learning now, is no issa. Really, there's no problem. Chazal didn't make an issa for a person to wash himself on Shabbos if he's not using hot water. The whole problem of washing on Shabbos is the whole problem of Shabbos is only using some hot water. He's using cold water, Takonot Chazal was never such an issa.
Even so, that's what we just finished off with yesterday, the Mishnah in Shin Chavov, he brings down a minig, a roikas, a machaba. Actually, the machaba says, because of this halacha, what I just told you now, that strictly speaking, a person can wash himself in the river, shi'enagev gufa yotha. But when he washes himself in the river, when he comes out of the river, he's got to dry himself very well. Initially, he doesn't want to have a whole abundance of water on him. Via taltlim arba alpha comes, he can carry the water. That means normally a person goes in rain, so normally it might get a bit wet, but that water, they say, is so minute, it's bottom roof. When a person goes to in the water to dip himself in, whatever he's doing there, he gets an accumulation of a lot of water. Then he's got to be careful that he can't walk 4 amos without water on because he's carrying. But the Machaber's not worried about Gezeiros Chazal. It looks like there's no Gezeiros Chazal, and therefore it's mutter. Therefore, that's what the Machaber says, is really, strictly speaking, you could dip yourself in a river. No, there's no rechitza, no gezeiros rechitza. There's no gezeiros rechitza. Looks like it's not worried about schit either, quite right. It looks like the Machaber holds quite right. The Machaber is not worried about washing, and he's not worried about schit. The only thing the Machaber is worried about is carrying the thing for him. That means, according to the Machaber, the chayv, you go into your own house, and what do you call it? You're having a bath, cold bath, there's no problem. When I mean cold, I just want to tell you, cold doesn't mean managed cold. I mean, it's freezing cold, but it doesn't mean that literally. It can mean that the water's less than your body temperature, yeah? So let's say 36 degrees. That is less than the body temperature. That's more lukewarm. You can add more of that kosher water. The problem is that Mishnah Berurah says over here, Kosra poiskim, the noa gushla lirchot klal benor. Our meaning is not to wash at all in a river. Oy be mikveh. We'll come to that later. The Motsu Lobby de Sita Sa. So he says, we nowadays are worried about this. It's a minig in Kladis, it's an old minig. It's very ongoing, it's taken over many possum. Many people don't like it. The possum don't like it at first to break this minig. And he says, the minig is that you shouldn't wash yourself on Shabbos, even in cold water. Yeah, very good. So Shlomo Zalman says, no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, actually. In this point, there's no difference. It's a good point, actually. Shlomo Zalman says that Yom Tov is the same thing for this, actually. No difference. The motzid of it is chidus. A person comes to squeezing out hair. The oid kamatamim ain't mongin of wrong. Many other reasons. So there's a few things that could become involved, and therefore, says many in klagosol, is not to wash oneself on Shabbos. I'm not saying there's no etayim, but that is the general meaning that one takes on. That washing on Shabbos is not allowed. Not mitzvah the iser rechitza that Chazal made because of the balonim, they're going to heat up the water. It's a new gzeira. Yeah. Now, number one you have to know is, where was this gezeira made? Is it made in your own house?
Well,
schita is in your own house. Schita is in your own house. And the Shai is, what's it? So the Machaber said that you have to worry about carrying down lamas. So this is a big question. Pashtun is quite right. Many, many possible take on. There's no difference where you have this. Even in your own house, this gezeira still applies. And therefore, to have a bath for Moshul is also included in your own house. One should not have a cold shower. Just learning with someone today, I didn't ask him today, but he told me, I'm not in this sort of league, I must tell you, but he told me, he deals with hotels quite a bit, this person. He said to me, there's such a thing you can do. He asked me if you're allowed to do it, actually. He was talking about that on Friday afternoon, you go down to the receptionist. I mean, it's an amazing thing what they do, actually. He said, you want to wake up 8 o'clock in the morning, the next morning. But you're in a hotel, you paid a lot of money, you don't want to get up to open the curtains. Too much tircha. Much too much, why should you open the curtains? So you can program, it's very hard work on holiday, why should you open the curtains? Get our beds, nice and cozy in there. So you ask them down there below in the reception, can you actually do me a favour, program my curtains to open up automatically at 8 o'clock in the morning? Can you do that?
Shabbos
morning. So the chayy, that's the answer about that. So then you told me, this goes across the board. Yeah, I'm telling you, what the goy doing for you over here? The goy programmed something on Shabbos morning, which is setting it already before Friday, it's Monday. So he told me that he's doing it on Shabbos. So I tell you what else he told me this actually. I said, so he told me, I said, not only that, he said to me, if you're out, for example, you're in a hotel, I'm going to the seaside for the day. So you phone him up, you tell him, do me a favor, I want my bath water to be filled up, but I can't go to 6. I'd like my bath water filled up. You know, I've been to this hotel.
Yeah.
I also haven't. He said, can I have my bath water filled by 6 o'clock? I'd like to have a nice, I want to come over at 6. I'd like to go into the bath at 6. Is it possible to have it set that everything is all right? Is that okay to do?
Meals ready.
What?
Yeah. Meals, the homeless meals, Matt, in the...
Everything, yeah, all like this. So, yeah. Besides, for myself, on Shabbos, I don't, you have to know what he's doing. Even the Goy programs it on Friday, like saying that, right?
If the Goy programs it on Friday, maybe that's better. I'll tell you, if that were, he told me that Spartan goes to Dan Shabbos morning itself.
What?
Yeah, this thing, watch, open the curtains. When they open the curtains, they have to set it on Shabbos morning itself. They have to actually open, they have to do something. Yeah. They have to activate
it on
Shabbos morning.
Moistify it, it's okay.
You have a time of the light anyway. Hanoi, my friend. That's not bad. Moisifar is a shadow binion. So it's Sebas Hanoi you're talking about.
What's the holism? Because he asked you to do a block for you. He could have opened it like that. He's doing it
through really well. Yeah. He doesn't want to have a car coming to you to open it like that. You're sleeping in bed. You don't want to come into your room.
Yes, he could.
Which I said, Sebas Hanoi could have opened it like that. You asked him to do a block for you.
What's the light on?
No, but he's doing a positive thing for you.
So,
I have to think about it. You're taking a system.
Can I ask about life in my room?
What?
If you ask him before Shabbos, then it's.
No, but that's what I'm telling you. He can't do quarter. He's going to do it on Shabbos itself.
If you don't know.
I know, absolutely. Yes, I do know. And the mice says, I'm not a car program quiet. Anyway, the bar quarter is the problem. We can't do this with non-sharps, but it's just interesting, this whole thing, yeah? So all these cases are not allowed to be done. Now, cold water, that's a big shadow. So the chayra, to have the cold. I must say, after going into something, yeah, that's what it is, hot, say it's going to the river. Does a shower have the same din? Many possible ones don't fit. Going under a shower, cold shower, is the same as what you call it. Just asked before, it's very hard to use. I don't know if you can use a cold shower and shower. Well, that's what I've asked before.
Electric shower.
Motti says a cold shower is electric shower, is you're using electric when you put it on. So even you put all the settings onto cold, when you put all the settings onto cold, electric is still being used. That's what you're telling me, yeah? So the master, that's our question. You can't do that. On Shabbos or Yom Tov, no, you can't do that. Then you're telling me there's different sorts of showers. The ones that are not electric, which connect to the tap. So that I have to check from him before. If you want any advice, go to Ramotti and he'll tell you what you can use and what you can't use. And he can put a system in for you if you want. Yeah, 1 minute. So not the water. That's not the water. A cold shower. That's many possible to hold a cold shower.
Like sitting on the cold tap.
What?
A cold shower is like sitting on a cold tap. It's not an electric one.
What do you think on the cold tap?
I'm saying it's like a cold tap.
What?
A cold shower.
Yeah, yeah,
it's like putting
in
a cold tap.
Electric.
Less electric than
the
electricity pushes.
You say a normal cold shower should be alright?
Yeah.
Not a thermostatic. Not a thermostatic, I don't know. You have to know how it works. You have to be careful. But kids, a pasture, a shower called to many possible, is the same problem as a bath, and therefore all of this is out of question. I'm not saying there's no attainment, there's no one comes to speak about the attainment, but generally speaking, as we're talking now, there's no heter for any of these things. The next shower is now going to a mikvah. So the chayyim, this is a very interesting shayla over here, going to mikvah. What's the problem with going to mikvah? First of all, there's three problems it could be. Problem number one is that the mikvah's hot. So the chayyim, if the mikvah's hot, that means even if you say that the mikvah has got a din as though it's been heated on Erev Shabbos, because let's say it was heated on Erev Shabbos and the thermostat's kept it warm, even if you say that, the chayyim, you can't wash more than pon of the other barakov. So to go in there completely and submerge yourself is l'chora mitzad, the problem of chamin is going to be a problem. Problem number one. Number two. Yeah, so far everyone's so good. Don't panic. I'm not going to say it's all right again. Yeah, I'm just saying what could be a problem. Yeah. Number one, if you think about it, what should be the problem? L'chora. Problem number one, you hit yourself, is l'chora is a problem if it's hot in the mikveh. The mikveh's hot, you have a problem. So you tell me no problem. We'll make a cold mikveh. Now let's say a cold mikveh. Any problem with a cold mikveh?
What?
So you've got the mini in Klanisol not to wash oneself completely. That's number two. There's a third thing which is also very interesting. And the Gemara says, are you allowed to go in a mikvah on Shabbos? In the time of Chazal. So the Gemara says, L'chaira, if someone's Tommy and he goes into a mikvah, he's done a tikkun, because beforehand he was Tommy, and then when he comes out of the mikvah, he's Tommy. So it's the problem. The Gemara says, no problem in the time of the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's near a kamea. Because it used to be very common for people to jump into water to home oneself. It was hot, the day was hot, and therefore a lot of people used to go into, that's really the mikvahs, probably they didn't have mikvahs like we've got nowadays. They used to have rivers, they used to have nahors or whatever, yeah? So it was very common for people to jump into a river even during the week because it was very hot. So the Gemara, that because of that, there's no problem, it doesn't look like you're masakin anything because anyone watching you thinks you're just going to immerse yourself to cool down.
Even though you yourself are
Even though you're still a masakin, that's not called a proper ticket. It's not nikah. Says the postulant that nowadays no normal person jumps into a place like this when it's, what do you call it, when it's, even though I was speaking to this guy today, I was speaking to him about in the hotels, if people go swimming on Shabbos. So he said, Shabbos, don't you want to know what goes on in the hotels on Shabbos, really? I said, why am I? He said, you're talking about a place where it's boiling hot outside. I don't understand, these nice hotels must have air conditioning, I don't really understand. Anyway, so he tells me it's boiling hot. So some of these people, they want to come in, they want to cool down a bit. So what they do is they go in the swimming pool. Okay, that we have to speak about necessarily, I don't go in the swimming pool. But nowadays, generally speaking, one doesn't cool oneself in these places. So the Chorin, the Apostle, sort of raised the point, is it now a problem?
Unless you want to go every day.
I mean, if you go every day, most people you're doing it for to be massacring yourself. You're not going to cool yourself down.
Well, seeing that go every day, they're not going every day to massacre.
Oh, so that you have to know. You have to know that makes a difference. The mitzvah, doing it to Sefer Kedusha, doing it to something. It's not, it's a shame mitzvah, not doing it to cool themselves down. So that's number two, that's another problem. So this is a big question. I'm not going into all the details here. The mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah is very interesting. The worst case is when it's hot. That's issue number one. So when it's hot, then you've got a serious problem. First of all, I'm talking about as well, there's also a shayla, you've got three sorts of tefillin you can be doing. You can do tefillin shel mitzvah. Someone has to tovel on Friday night. That's number one. You've got number two. A man wants to tovel on Shabbos morning, for whatever reason it is, because he's done something the night before and he wants to tovel. And you've got something on Shabbos morning, he's toveling for Sefer Kedusha. He's done nothing. He's not Tommy at all. He wants us three levels over there, yeah? Generally, the possible sale is, the level number one, to the initial mitzvah, that they allow on Friday night. Even if it's hot. It's better not to have it hot. Better to have it lukewarm. Now, many places try in this way to make it as lukewarm. You must realize that the whole gezeira is very schwach on Friday night, because what's a whole gezeira? That the baloney will heat the water up on Shabbos. On Friday night, so close to Friday afternoon, there's no necessity to heat the water up on Shabbos. So many poskim say that on Friday night, there's not really much of an issue with the gezeira, and therefore, on Friday night, it's more to even so, many poskim say that the mikveh should not be too hot. Tikkun Mitzvah, yeah, you know, the mitzvah, we avoid this problem. So when let's come to a mitzvah, we say that's all right.
About
Shechita? Shechita, be careful about it, quite right. I mean, that always is a problem. Shechita is a problem. So you have to be careful. That's very important to know that a person has to avoid this problem of Shechita. That is, that a person has to know if you're going to such a place, you can dry yourself, but you must avoid the problem of Shechita. That's brought down all in Halach over here. We can make it quick because the Piskachu is over here. He brings down over here that this is the problem. One has to be careful, obviously. Obviously Shechita is a major problem. I must be careful of Shechita. You have to be careful with Shechita. Obviously you have to be careful with Shechita Saris. That's number one. And you have to go as well, you must be careful, your hair is very, very wet. You can't walk in the street and your hair is stopping wet because you're going to have the problem of the Mechaba. If it's very, very wet, Kinder's Day could be a problem. Again, they say this whole shout about a hot mikveh and everything, that's a bit of a question. Ideally, if you can make it not so hot, it's better. But there is a mokotit mikveh, Lamoshal, for this. They rely on a Kob and a Sanal. Kob and a Sanal says that they weren't goizah on Rechitza Shulchamin, on a Tudish Shulchamin. Again, the apostle said it's very important. This someone told me to point this out, it's very important. I mean, even if you're relying on this, that Tudish Shulchamin is mutter, but you can't linger on in the mikveh there. That means you've got to go in and out. Because once you start lingering in the mikveh, it becomes a rachis now. Because once you go in, the toilets, it might take a bit of time to get in, because the mosque might be boiling hot, so it takes a bit of time to get used to the water. But once he's got used to the water, he toilets in, he can't start smoothing to his friend's high and what's going to the mikveh. He can't start smoothing in the middle of the mikveh there, what's going on? He can smooth to him, he should get out of the mikveh as quick as possible. Alright? No point smoothing in the mikveh, that's the thing. That's what Kevin wants. There are many possible savings, actually. Many possible. In fact, they say over, I've heard from a few people, actually, from a few people going in, they went to the mikveh on Shabbos, they put their foot in, it was too hot, so this mikveh will not turn in. Yeah? So that's one issue, but it's very, very hot. That's one issue. I'm saying, many possible morals should not turn in, but a man should not turn in the very hot mikveh. I'm not saying no one says you can, but there's a zichar mokum there that one should be careful. You've got a choice of two mikvahs, one hot and one not so hot. The hot means it's more than body temperature, and not hot means it's less than body temperature. So that's zichar one should try to go for that one. But the other sorts of tefillah for men, that's the question. The Mishnah Berurah is an interesting what he seems to be saying. For Baal Keri, he allows one to tovel, but for Tosefta Kedushin, he's not so happy. And I say again, many poskim allow one to tovel. It looks like general meaning is to make all that one is allowed to tovel on Shabbos, but again, many possibly point out, and one should be careful in and out as quickly as possible. All right, for example.